The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Kim Barnes-Orrico. The Wolverines returned three starters, including a two-time first-team All-Big Ten selection in senior Hallie Thom from last year's team that went 23-10 and advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Coach, good morning. I'll let you start with a quick opening statement, then we can open it up for some questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here. It's always great to be on this call because that means the season is right around the corner. Just really excited about this year. It's going to be a different team than we've had with the loss of Caitlin Flaherty and 2,700 points and Jillian Dunstan, who was a defensive specialist for us. We're going to see a lot of fresh faces, a lot of young faces. But it's nice to have the inside presence in Hallie Thom as well as the shooter in Nicole Munger back as seniors to kind of lead our younger team into this season. So just practices have been going great. Our chemistry has been really good and just trying to adjust to life without Caitlin Flaherty.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up to questions from the media at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from the line of Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Coach, welcome back to the new season. With the loss of Caitlin Flaherty, what kinds of defensive changes do you anticipate from opponents regarding her missing piece in terms of her production offensively?
Good morning, Christy. Great to have you here. We expect that things are going to be really different for us. I mean, Caitlin was such a great scorer from the outside, from the inside, and teams tried to double her. Teams really tried to limit her, face guard her. So we were always trying to figure out a way to get her the basketball. This year, we expect defenses to probably double Hallie a little bit inside. You know, she's had a tremendous career for us as well. And, you know, you take a scorer in Caitlin from the outside away, we figure we're going to face a little bit more zone and Hal being double teamed on the inside. I think that's pretty exciting for the rest of the players in our program because for the first time, it's going to be more of a balanced attack. And, you know, we're going to have to get our scoring output from multiple people and probably different people on any given night. So that's something that we've been emphasizing in practice, something we've been working on every day is how's being doubled. You know, can she pass out of the double team? Can we move and get in positions for her to see you out of the double team? And are we going to be able to knock down those shots? So just, you know, finding a way to score without Caitlin is something we've really been working on.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Vera.
I wanted to ask, there's obviously going to be a lot of emphasis on how your team changes without Caitlin Flaherty, but I would like to know a little more about your mindset. How has the coaching staff had to adjust after having such a wonderful stint for 4 years of having such a scorer?
Yeah, Caitlin, I mean, and we've been talking about it, such a prolific scorer, and it's going to be so different for our team. But actually, it's been so exciting. Practices have just been tremendous because we have so many different options, and we're not keying to – we worked so hard the last few years of really trying to run things through Caitlin and really trying to get Caitlin the ball and – running different screening action and really keying into her. I think for the staff and for the kids, it just opens the game up for so many more people. So we're all really excited about, you know, what is our team going to look like and how different are we going to be now? And just watching that develop in practice as a coach for me has been really fun because, you know, I'll take notes after every practice and I'll come back up and I'll write, man, Deja Church really scored the basketball today. But then tomorrow I'll come up and I'll be like, man, Nicole Munger. And the next day it will be Haley Brown and Hallie Thom. And it's just so nice to see multiple people being able to do it. And we're not just keying into one person. So I think there's a level of enthusiasm from the coaches as well to see, hey, where are we going to go this year? And if we do have that balance attack, will that make us that much more difficult to defend?
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Shelley Teal with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Kim. It's the triple threat.
Good morning, Shelley. So nice to have all these women asking questions this morning. I just wanted to add, I want you to take note of that. It's very nice. Sorry. But go ahead, Shelley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're happy to be here. Hey, you mentioned earlier, obviously, the loss of Caitlin Flaherty statistically as a huge leader for your program. But Jillian Dunstan, I know, was that kind of that vocal leader that maybe didn't show up a whole lot in the stat sheet, but was invaluable to your program. With the loss of that component to your team, who takes on that role or who, multiple people? What does that look like for you this year?
Yeah, you know, as much as Caitlin scored for us, Jilly did all those intangible things, and she always matched up with the other team's best player. She led our team in rebounding. She was our voice. She was our heartbeat. So losing the two of them really is a significant loss for our team. But we are deeper now than we've ever been before. And our freshman class has really highlighted practice. And I know they're freshmen, and I know there'll be some up days and some down days. But they have some emotion to them like Jillian did, and they have some ability to affect the game on the defensive end and on the rebounding end. And someone like Nas Hillman really has the ability to do that. But out of our older kids, I mean, Kayla Robbins has really provided the spark. She's winning the points every day in practice like Jillian used to do, and she's making the hustle plays and taking the charges. And AK, Akenre Johnson, really finished up the year strong for us, and she's just another has the ability to score the basketball but really can affect the game on the defensive end for us as well. So I think, you know, we're going to rely on some of our younger kids to be able to pick that up. But we do have an emotional leader in, you know, Nicole Munger. She is, you know, the epitome of the hardest working kid in America, and she sets that example each and every single day in practice. So there's pieces there, and I think, you know, same as the scoring, our intangible, our emotional leader will be a little bit by committee and different people doing it on different days to make up the loss of Jillian and Kate.
Coach, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today, but thanks for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thank you so much. Talk to you guys soon.